The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever is bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet, and put his garments back on, and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. The words in Paul's letter to the Corinthians are our oldest written account of what Jesus did on that night. And Paul gives us a very simple account, doesn't he? Jesus takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, gives it to the disciples, and says what? "This is my body." Very good. "Given up for you." At the end of the meal, he takes a cup of wine, offers the blessing, hands it to them, and says,
"This is my blood."
The blood of the new covenant. Something new is happening. And at that point, the disciples say, Wait a minute. You're wanting us to be cannibals? That's kind of how serious Jesus was. And I would suggest for your homework tonight, as you meditate on Holy Thursday, to pick up John's Gospel and read the sixth chapter. It's called the Bread of Life Discourse. And Jesus talks about what he means again and again and again about the Eucharist. And at the end of it, 3,000 followers walk away because Jesus asks too much. John is unique in that his Last Supper, just before the crucifixion, has no institution of the Eucharist. Right? He's already spent a whole chapter on that way back in number 6. Now we're at 17, 18, 19, 20. And John says instead what Jesus did at the Last Supper was he washed their feet. And everyone should have said, whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Cannibals and servants? I'm out of this organization. What Jesus was doing was, he says, do you know what I've done for you? Yeah, you've ruined our entire lives. Because if we come to the Eucharist and fail to serve others, we eat it, consume it, take part in it wrongly. Those are really strong words. But look at what Jesus did. Jesus says, as I have done for you, you shall do for everyone else. If you want to be great, become the servant of the least. Those are the people we have in our lives of the saints, aren't they? Mother Teresa, a little nun from Yugoslavia, serving the poor of India, said, these aren't poor enough. I'm too comfortable in this monastery. I'm headed out into the streets. After a couple years of discernment, she went out there, and her first night in the cardboard box was miserable. She cried herself to sleep and awoke with tears. Jesus never said that this service, this washing of the feet, will be joyful. But he also didn't make it optional. And think of the lives of people who have turned their self over for another. And this is from Paul's letter to the Philippians. We have this great hymn where he says, Jesus did not deem equality with God. Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the second person of the Trinity? Something to be grasped, held onto, acclaimed. He had the right to be known as the second person of God. And what did he say? Paul says Jesus did not grasp that. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And that service of God's will lead him all the way to the cross. There's a Greek word in there that I've been wrestling with for a couple months now. It's called kenosis, or self-emptying. And to think about it, who pours themselves out? We have all kinds of witnesses. Certainly Mother Teresa poured herself out into the lives of those she served. But how many mothers with a child in the womb haven't felt themselves being poured out in the service of bringing that child to birth? How many mothers with children that are like 35 continue to pour themselves out? Fathers, you as well. Pour your life out in the service of your children, of your spouse, when we're doing our best. When we're doing our least, we grasp equality with God. We say, I know just how things are to be. I know just who is in and who is out. I'm ready to judge all of you as unworthy. We're grasping equality with God. Who is the only judge? God. How many of us judge? Are we grasping God? We might be grasping for something that appears to be God, to have control or power over another, to want to destroy another's reputation or position or esteem because we don't like them, because they might have offended us, because we disagree or share a different opinion. And then we look again. Where's Jesus? He's down with their stinky feet. Think about it. These guys just walked from Cana to Jerusalem. And you know the beasts of burden? Well, they didn't have anyone cleaning up after that. And they didn't have sandals, maybe. And if they did, they were pretty flat sandals. These feet were dirty, dusty, gross. And where's Jesus? He's down with their feet. It was the work of the servant of the household, and usually the lowest servant of the household. Right? The highest servant of the household was serving the wine. The lowest servant is there with feet. What are we to do? How are we to live out this Eucharist rightly? I don't know. Every single one of us has a different vocation, but it must be a vocation that pours our life out for another. Caring for an elderly parent. Right? You pour your life out. I know many people, children of a parent who now needs assistance, who have to change their whole life, often move to a new place, and care for that one who is ill. They're pouring their life out. They are Eucharist. They are giving thanks to God for the precious life that is before them and the gift that they have to share life with another. What will we do this coming year to pour ourselves out, to live that kenosis? Or will I fall into that all too human trap and grasp equality with God, place myself above others, look down at my nose, and judge them as unworthy of my care, my love, my concern, or even my service?